You're listening to SBS News.
In the largest study of Australia's insect population conducted to date, La Trobe University researchers have uncovered an exception to the global phenomenon known as Insect Armageddon. The study on a cattle station that is now Conservation Reserve in Simpson Desert in Central Australia has found numbers are increasing thanks to greater rainfall and human efforts to restore ecosystems. Lead researcher Associate Professor Heloise Gibb says the result can be attributed to both human intervention, which saw grazing cattle moved away from the area, and climate change.
But what we think is happening is that removal of the cattle just took away that extra competition for resources and meant that the vegetation could recover, which provided more food for ants, and that when there was rainfall, it allowed those ants to really respond, so to increase in abundance more than they might have been able to do had the cattle remained on the property.
The research found that the increase in ant populations reflects the change in resource available to them. Professor Gibb says positive human intervention and preserving the environment could help prevent a so-called insect Armageddon in Australia.
If we actually make active conservation efforts, we can end up with without declines, with increases in populations. And a lot of the previous studies that have shown that there have been declines in insects have been in areas where there's been intensive agriculture or some kind of loss of habitat.
The study follows a recent United Nations report that warned the world would lose more than a million insect species, or 10% of all species on the planet. The United Nations report also shows massive decline in the abundance of life across the world. Chief Scientist at Nature Conservancy Australia, Dr. Hugh Possingham, welcomes the study's findings, but says the results are an exception rather than the rule. Dr. Possingham says the results do not diminish the general trend overall. He says, in contrast to the study, in general terms, the trend worldwide is a decline in species through the loss of habitat and use of chemicals.
Often they're happening in agricultural districts, across rural areas where there's a lot of use of insecticides in some cases. So this study that we're talking about, which is, I agree, a great study, shows that in the middle of the Australian desert, if there's more rainfall, and this is in a desert which has now become a national park, so the grazing's gone off that area, it looks as though the abundance of one group of organisms, ants, may have just slightly gone up.
Dr. Possingham says the extinction rate will continue in the future as a result of the speed at which the climate is changing, and he warns things may get worse unless climate change is addressed.
But that requires an enormous amount of effort. It requires stopping destruction of habitat. It requires rapidly moving to renewable energy so that the climate change pace decreases and eventually stops. It requires massive reduction in the consumption of food and fibre.
Hassan Chama, SBS News.